1510.
How can I help you?
Well, I hate to say, but I have a biohazard, and she just got on the max, too. And she's got wet drawers, and it reeks urine.
Okay, and did any of it get on the vest?
Well, she sat in a chair, and I could smell her, but, you know, I just thought it was odor. And then when she got off the bus to get on the max, I see her whole pants are wet. And then I walk back there, and oh my God, the smell just about knocked me over. But I just see the seat is a little bit wet, that's all.
Okay, copy that. Well, for now, let's just make sure nobody gets in it.
I mean, I have wipes. I can wipe that one seat off. Because I don't see a puddle or anything. I think she was wet when she got on the bus.
Okay, so you're basically telling me that you're okay with getting on some rubber gloves and some wipes and cleaning up that slight wetness on the seat?
Yeah, and I think people would tell me I shouldn't do that, but I have a good bus, and I don't want to be late, and it's not like she has a puddle or anything. I can clean it up.
Okay. Well, you know, if it's not that much and it feels like it's something that you can handle, then go ahead and clean it up, and we'll just move on.
Okay. All right. I think that might be the best choice. You're probably short on buses anyhow. Not a big deal. Sorry I bothered you.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you have your own supplies and stuff and you're able to deal with it, then that's great. So it sounds like that's the case, and we appreciate that.
All right, I'll let you know if I see more. Thank you.
Yeah, if it's beyond the scope of something you can handle safely, then just let me know, and we'll go from there.
Okay, copy that.
Thanks. 1939.